Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. We were discussing yesterday that the period of Sfiras HaOmer is compared to the growth of a child. And all of a sudden, the Jewish people go from being just the recipients of God's benevolence to having to guide their own lives and their own growth. Along these lines is a fascinating idea from the Ramban. The Ramban compares Shavuos to Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov we think of as the last day of Sukkos, but technically it's a separate Yom Tov following Sukkos. And we know that the way the Torah lays out the days, you have one day of Sukkos, of Yom Tov at the beginning, followed by six intermediate days, Chol HaMoed, followed by the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. The Ramban says similarly, you have 1 week of Pesach, followed by six intermediate weeks of Sfira. The first week of Sfira is that week of Pesach, so there's 6 weeks that follow Pesach, followed by the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the same way that Shmini Atzeres is a bookend to Sukkos, that it essentially is the high point, that we have the Sukkos experience and it ends with this Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, so too we go from Pesach and we grow and we grow and we grow and we grow, and then we reach this high point with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That Shavuos is really the climax, the culmination of the Exodus from Egypt. This idea of this period of working on ourselves. There's a fascinating medrash. We know when the Torah describes the mitzvah of Shavuos, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it says, Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tiyana. There should be seven Tmimos. Tmimos means pure or complete. There should be seven complete weeks. So we count for 49 days, and then the day after is Shavuos. So there's a medrash that says that Tmimos is not that this language of pure or complete is not going on the weeks. It's going on the people, that for seven weeks, each individual of Klal Yisrael has this responsibility to get to the point where they have achieved purity, where they have achieved completeness, and that's this avoda of the time. It's a fascinating thing to think about in this light. This is the only Yom Tov in the entire Jewish calendar that you're not allowed to begin the Yom Tov until it's clearly nightfall. If you want to start Shabbos early, okay, the law is it has to come after Plaga Mincha, which is sort of like the more or less the three quarters point of the day. If you want to start Shabbos early before sunset, certainly before it's completely dark, you certainly can. You want to start Pesach early, you want to start Sukkos early. There are laws about you can't start the Seder until it's completely night, until it's completely dark. You can't maybe make Kiddush in the Sukkah at the beginning of Yom Tov if it's completely dark. And there are laws that you can't start a second day of Yom Tov until the first day of Yom Tov is completely finished. But the concept that I can't even begin the Yom Tov itself until it's completely dark, what do you mean? Yom Tov is a sacred thing. Let me start Yom Tov a little bit early. We normally are encouraged to do that. Shavuos is the one Yom Tov that at the outset, I can't begin it until it's completely dark. That's our minhag. Standard minhagim and standard practice in shuls is to wait the Daven Marav until it's clearly dark out. It's a fascinating thing to think about that you can't just roll your way into Shavuos. Shavuos requires seven complete weeks of preparation. And that the Torah doesn't even give a date for the holiday of Shavuos. The Torah says you have Pesach, count 49 days, and then it's Shavuos. The Yom Tov, the essence of Shavuos, the essence of what it is to accept the Torah is absolutely, completely all about growing and preparing ourselves. So it's so significant that we can't even begin the Yom Tov until the allotted period for preparation has completed. Because to do it early would not be to bring greater kavod to Shavuos. It would be to shortchange the preparation process, which would be terribly disrespectful to the Yom Tov. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.